Everybody is excited about the Korea Free Trade Agreement, but I suspect it might just have a little bit to do with your Lions beating up on my Bears. All right. Don't get carried away now. Not to mention your Tigers hanging in there last night. As you can see, President Lee is a pretty good politician. He knows how to get on your good side. Today I brought a good friend and one of our closest allies, President Lee of South Korea. Some of you may know, President Lee's got a remarkable story. He grew up a little ways from Detroit, but he embodies that same spirit that Detroit's all about. Through sheer grit and determination, he worked his way from the humblest beginnings. You know, South Korea of his childhood was an extraordinarily poor country. But he worked his way up, went to school while cleaning streets, and eventually went on to run a Hyundai machinery plant, so he knows a little bit about cars, then the whole company, and ultimately was elected the president of the Republic of Korea. And this is a country that staged one of the world's greatest economic comebacks that we've ever seen. So President Lee knows what it's like to go through tough times. He knows what it's like when folks have counted you out, and he knows what it's like to make a big comeback. So with that, I want to welcome President Lee to Detroit and have him say just a few words.
Thank you.
Folks, I'm a little bit shorter than President Obama, so I'm going to adjust the microphone. I hope you'll understand.
네, 나의 친구인 오바마 대통령과 함께 여러분 이 공장에 와서 여러분을 만나뵙게 된 것을 정말 기쁘게 생각합니다.
Well, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure visiting your factory here in Detroit, along with one of my closest friends, President Obama.
지금 세계 경제가 매우 어렵습니다. 오바마 대통령과 제 똑같은 생각이 하나 있습니다. 그것은 일자리를 만들고 또 일자리를 지키는 이 일이 오바마 대통령과 나는 똑같은 고민이고 그것이 목표입니다.
Well, folks, as you know, the global economy is going through some tough times, and so there's one thing on the minds of both President Obama and I, and that is jobs. It is about creating good, decent jobs, and it is about keeping those jobs, and this is what keeps us awake.
I 오기 전에 이 공장의 역사를 좀 듣고 왔습니다. 자칫 잘못하면 여러분 일자리가 없어지고 이 공장의 문을 닫을 뻔한 것이 지금 아주 활기차게 공장이 돌아가는 것을 보고 아마 오바마 대통령이 매우 기뻐할 것이고 또 아마 오바마 대통령의 힘도 조금 여기 보태졌다 이렇게 생각을 합니다.
Ladies and gentlemen, before I came here to see you, I just had a brief tour given to me by the members of this factory and I heard about the history. And I also heard about the danger of how this factory was on the brink of being closed. But now, as you can see, we have so many people here, like all of you here, working here and earning a good living. And I think more than anyone else here in this factory, I think it's President Obama who's the happiest man to see this factory being so energetic and enthusiastic.
제가 3년 전에 오바마 대통령을 처음 만났을 때 그때 오바마 대통령은 미국 자동차 공업에 대해서 많은 걱정을 하고 있었어. 세계 자동차 왕국인 미국이 지금 자동차가 매우 어려움을 겪고 있기 때문에 어떻게 하면 자동차 공업을 다시 살릴 수 있을 것인가 하는 것을 저에게 많은 이야기를 했습니다. 나는 원래 자동차 일을 해봐서 좀 압니다. 그래서 아마 그랬는지 모르지만 오바마 대통령 그 미국의 고민을 저에게 만났을 때 이야기를 했었습니다.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was 3 years ago when I first met with President Obama. And back then, I still remember how we talked about a lot of things. And one of the things that was on President Obama's mind was how to revive the U.S. automotive industry. Because we all know that the U.S. automotive industry was and is the leader in the world. And President Obama was concerned how what he can do to revive Motor City and the United States automotive industry. And we talked a lot about that. And folks, I know one or a few things about automobiles because back when I was in the private sector, I used to build cars myself. So I know a thing or two about automobiles. And I think perhaps this was a reason why President Obama raised this subject, but we talked a lot about how to revive the U.S. automobile industry.
나는 여러분과 같이 공장의 근로자로도 일을 해보고 CEO로서 경험을 해봤습니다. 경제가 어렵고 일자리가 흔들리고 어려울 때 일자리를 지키고 회사를 살리는 것은 딱 한 가지 길입니다. 그것은 무엇이냐? 노동자와 회사가 힘을 합쳐합니다. 그것이 유일한 길입니다.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Obama just briefly talked about my past, how I really worked hard throughout my life. And I was once, just like you, I did work in factories, and I was also in the boardroom as well as a CEO of one of the largest companies in Korea. But one thing I learned throughout my experience in my life is this. During times of challenges, when you're faced with difficulties, and if you want to create good jobs and maintain these good jobs, there's only one thing, and the surest way to do that is for the workers and for the managers to work together. It is about cooperating together, and that is the surest way to ensure good jobs and for you to keep your jobs.
나는 노동자를 일해 볼 때 일자리가 얼마나 중요하냐 이것을 누구보다도 잘 알고 있습니다. 저는 오늘 이 공장에 쭉 들어오면서 이 공장이 한국의 GM 코리아와 같이 해서 거기서도 똑같은 모델이 설계돼서 만들어지던 것이 3년 전에 그 모델이 여기서 만들어지고 있습니다. 그렇기 때문에 이 공장은 미국의 GM 이 공장과 한국의 GM 코리아가 합작해서 했기 때문에 특별한 의미가 있습니다. 그래서 저는 오바마 대통령과 저는 여기 함께 왔습니다.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're here with President Obama because when I was a worker, I knew that more than anything, for all of us to enjoy good life is for all of us to have a good, decent job. And I know how important it is for anyone to have a good, decent job. And the factory here, as I was looking around, I felt once again how important it is for all of us to work together. Because I know that 3 years ago, GM Korea and GM Orion, you guys worked together to set up this factory. And today, you are building models here and you're manufacturing cars that for 3 years ago, GM Korea and your company has been working together. And that is the reason why I came here, so I can see with my own eyes the good work that all of you are doing here.
저는 이 공장을 돌면서 저는 GM 코리아에 두 번 가봤습니다. 그런데 오늘 이 공장을 둘러보면서 매우 친환경적이고 아주 코스트를 매우 다운하다. IT 기술을 도입해서 매우 코스트를 다운하는 경쟁력이 있는 제품을 만들고 있다. 그러면서도 높은 기준에 품질이 높은 자동차를 만들어 놓기 때문에 이 공장은 계속해서 확장되고 발전할 것이라고 저는 확신합니다.
Folks, when I was president, as soon as I became president of Korea, I visited GM Korea factory not once but twice, which was quite unusual for the president of Korea to do so. But I came here today, and as I watched the factory and I took on a tour, I was very, very and deeply impressed by the way you're operating this factory. I was impressed by the fact that this factory is very pro-environment. You take care of the environment. Also, you've adopted the latest IT technology so that efficiency is up. You have the highest standards, and you're building excellent cars here in this factory. And I am confident that this factory is going to continue, and it's going to make good cars, and your lives are going to be good, and I'm sure and I'm confident in the future. Lastly, folks, I just want to say one thing before I go.
우리는 한미 간의 FTA가 체결이 될 것입니다.
As you know, the CORUS FTA will soon be implemented.
여러분은 FTA는 우리의 일자리를 잃게 할 것이라고 생각하신 분이 이 자리에 한번 계실 겁니다. 그렇지 않습니다. FTA는 여러분의 일자리를 지켜주고 일자리를 더 만들어낸다는 것을 저와 오바마 대통령은 여러분에게 약속을 할 수 있습니다.
I know, folks, that some of you here may think that with the implementation of the CORUS FTA that somehow your jobs may be exported or go somewhere else. But let me tell you one thing, that is not true. I am here with President Obama. I am here with President Obama today because I want to give this promise to you, and that is that the CORUS FTA will not take away any of your jobs. Rather, it will create more jobs for you and your family, and it is going to protect your jobs. And this is the pledge that I give you today.
않아서 이 데트로이트 시가 활기찬 도시가 될 것을 저는 활기찬 도시가 될 것을 저는 예측합니다.
Soon, folks, Motor City is going to come back again, and it's going to revive its past glory. And I have all the confidence in the world that you are going to do that.
Thank you.
기프 프레지던트 리 빅 라운드 오브 어플라우스. 알라이트. Well, thank you, President Lee. Thank you to everybody who's joined us here today. A couple of people I just want to mention. First of all, the CEO of General Motors, Dan Ankerson, is here. Where's Dan? There he is. The UAW president, one of the key people who helped make this agreement possible, that is my dear friend Bob King. And my U.S. trade representative, who spent a lot of long nights with his Korean counterpart, Ron Kirk, is in the house. Now, I just want to follow up President Lee's remarks with a few words about what the Korea Free Trade Agreement will mean for American jobs and for the American economy. You know, in the last decade, we became a country that was known for what we bought and what we consumed. And a whole bunch of goods poured in here from all around the world. And we spent a lot of money and took on a lot of debt, in a lot of cases, to buy those goods. But it didn't necessarily produce a lot of jobs here in the United States. So when I took office, I was determined to rebuild this economy based on what this country's always done best. Not just buying and consuming, but building, making things, selling those goods all around the world, stamped with three proud words, Made in America. Uh, And that's why one of the first decisions that I made as president was to save the U.S. auto industry from collapse. You know? There were a lot of politicians who said it wasn't worth the time and wasn't worth the money. In fact, there are some politicians who still say that. Well, they should come tell that to the workers here at Orient. Because 2 years ago, it looked like this plant was going to have to shut its doors. All these jobs would have been lost. The entire community would have been devastated. And the same was true for communities all across the Midwest. And I refuse to let that happen. So we made a deal with the auto companies. We said, if you're willing to retool and restructure, get more efficient, get better, get smarter, then we're going to invest in your future because we believe in American ingenuity. Most importantly, we believe in American workers. And today, I can stand here and say that the investment paid off. The hundreds of thousands of jobs that have been saved made it worth it. An American auto industry that's more profitable and competitive than it's been in years made it worth it. The taxpayers are being repaid. Plants like this are churning out groundbreaking, fuel-efficient cars like the Chevy Sonic, the only one of its kind that's made and sold in the United States of America. And for folks who haven't tried it, you've got to sit in that car. There's a lot of room in there. Even for a pretty tall guy like me, I felt pretty good. They took away the keys, though. Secret Service wouldn't let me. I got checked in the dashboard. Yeah, it wasn't there. Now, here's the thing. We live in a global economy. And that means most of the potential customers for American companies like GM won't just be here in the United States. They'll be all around the world. And the more goods and services we sell abroad, the more jobs we create here at home. In fact, every $1 billion in exports supports thousands of American jobs. And that's why I've set a goal of doubling our exports. And that's a goal that we're on track to meet. That's why we worked with Panama and Colombia, as well as South Korea, to resolve outstanding issues with these trade agreements, and that's why I pushed Congress to pass them as soon as possible. Now, Korea is one that is critically important, because understand, Korea has 50 million people. It's one of the fastest growing countries in the world. It's one of our closest allies and our closest friends. And President Lee and I talked about this when we had dinner the other night. Our trade is basically balanced between the United States and Korea. They buy as much stuff from us as they sell to us. And that's how fair and free trade is supposed to be. It's not a one-sided proposition. That's how trade is supposed to be. And I know President Lee doesn't mind me saying this, even though, you know, he's a Hyundai guy. You know, if Americans can buy Kias and Hyundais from Korea, then I know Koreans should be able to buy some Fords and Chryslers and Chevys that are made right here in the United States of America. And now, the other thing that happened was this took a little longer than some people expected because I wasn't going to sign just any trade deal. President Lee wasn't either. We had to work hard to reach an understanding. It's like a scene from a GM dealership where folks are negotiating about the heated seats. and the extended warranty. And you're going back and forth and trying to figure out how does it fit together so that it works for everybody. But when all was said and done, President Lee and I walked away with a trade agreement that is a win-win for both countries. Here in the United States, this trade agreement will support at least 70,000 American jobs. It will increase exports. It will boost our economy by more than our last 9 trade agreements combined. And as I said, the good thing is we've got a balanced situation. It's not just a matter of folks sending a bunch of stuff here. Koreans are also buying American products. That's what makes it a win-win. And by the way, I also held out on sending this agreement to Congress until they promised to renew a law called the TAA, Trade Adjustment Assistance, that helps American workers who've been affected by global competition so that they are able to help transition. Now, it's because of all these benefits that this trade agreement won the support of business and labor, from automakers and auto workers, from Democrats and Republicans. That doesn't happen very often. And it was good to finally see both parties in Congress come together and pass legislation that is good for the American people, an agreement that will not only build on our strong economic relationship that's been existing for years to come, but also promises, as we've seen at this plant, the capacity for us to exchange ideas and technologies and systems, which will improve productivity on both sides. You know, nearly a decade ago, when a Korean business named Daewoo Motors went bankrupt, it was General Motors that stepped in and saved that company, which is now known as GM Korea. And years later, it was the engineers from GM Korea who helped make the Chevy Sonic possible, and the collaboration with that company that's helped save this plant and these 1,750 jobs. So on a larger scale, the closer economic ties between the United States and Korea are going to lead to more jobs, more opportunity for both nations. Already, Korean investment, and by the way, it's not just in the auto industry. Already, Korean investment is creating jobs here in Michigan with LG Chem planning to make lithium and ion batteries in Holland, Michigan, and Hyundai manufacturing suspension modules in Detroit, and Mando opening a new research and development center for brakes and steering in Novi. In Korea, American businesses are going to be pursuing those same investments and opportunities. So it's truly a win-win for everybody involved. So I just want to say thank you to President Lee for his cooperation and for his leadership. I want to thank the members of Congress who fought so hard to get this done, especially the delegation from this state. I want to especially thank the people of Detroit for proving that despite all the work that lies ahead, this is a city where a great American industry is coming back to life. And the industries of tomorrow are taking root. And a city where people are dreaming up ways to prove all the skeptics wrong and write the next proud chapter in the Motor City's history. And that's why I came here today. Because for every cynic that's out there running around saying it can't be done, there are a whole bunch of folks that are saying, yes, we can. Yeah, times are tough. Times are tough, and they've been tougher in Detroit than just about any place else. But we've made it through tough times before. We do not quit. We've rolled up our sleeves. We've remembered our history. And we've said to ourselves, there's nothing that we cannot do when we're willing to do it together. You are all a testimony to the American spirit. These cars are a testimony to the American spirit. And if we can take that same spirit and apply it across the board to all the challenges we face, there is nothing that we cannot do. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you.